In just under an hour, EirGrid will announce the results of the country's first auction for the generation of electricity from offshore wind farms. Wind energy is a key part of our climate action plan, which calls for 7 gigawatts of electricity to come from offshore renewable sources by the end of this decade. There are 6 projects competing in this auction, and the government has set a cap of €150 per megawatt hour. The competing projects are all members of Wind Energy Ireland. Its CEO is Noel Cunniff, and he's on the line now. And Noel, we'll know very shortly what the outcome of this auction is. 6 projects. Are they? Is there a possibility they could all get the go ahead, or will there be some who won't make the cut?
Yeah, good afternoon, Brian. And yes, the next hour is going to be very exciting. It's really a landmark day for the delivery of renewable energy here in Ireland. In the next hour, we'll get the results of the auction. So it's a competitive process, Brian. So there will unfortunately be some projects that are unsuccessful. The idea behind that is that each project bids in a certain amount that they're willing to contract for electricity for the next 20 years. And then the most competitive projects will be successful in the auction. So we're anticipating about 4 projects are likely to be successful.
So the cap set by the government is €150, but projects don't have to go to the cap. They'll most likely come in lower. But there is a balancing process in terms of the price that they actually get from when they're up and running from customers.
That's right. So the cap is €150 per megawatt hour that they can bid in. And there's been some speculation in recent days that the prices are anticipated to be quite high. However, based on our feedback from market analysts who have looked at this, we're anticipating an average price could be between €95 and €115. And to put that into context, the average price for Irish electricity has been about €200 over the past year. So this would be a huge saving for electricity consumers and really a huge kickstart to our offshore wind revolution here in Ireland as we try to hit our 2030 targets and ultimately become energy independent using wind energy.
Now, I suppose perhaps somewhat unusually, this auction is being conducted without the participating projects having secured planning permission. So even if they get the go-ahead today, there's still quite a process to go through to get to the point where the electricity starts to flow.
Indeed. So you're right. The next step for these projects that are successful today would be for them to enter into the planning process later this year. So they've already begun initial stage communications with An Bord Pleanála, and they would be seeking to apply for planning permission later this year. The real concern there is that there just simply is not the resources or skill sets in the planning system to deal with these very large maritime projects. They are some of the largest infrastructure projects in the state's history. So really critical that after today we now focus on the planning system. Where can we get that expertise? Can we get the right levels of resourcing into An Bord Pleanála and other supporting services that we'll need to get them through the planning system as quickly as we possibly can?
And are the resources, is the capacity there in An Bord Pleanála to deal with this in as speedy a fashion as possible?
It's definitely something that the government has been putting more of a focus on. They've recently set up a marine and climate unit with the sole purpose of trying to drive forward renewable energy projects, both offshore and onshore renewables. But we haven't yet seen the evidence that staffing is there. So really important that when the projects do go into planning later this year, that they're able to come out of planning positively or negatively. We need those projects to get a good, robust assessing of their planning permissions, but that comes out next year. And then ultimately, that offshore wind energy that is being contracted today should be on our system, on our grid by 2028, 2029.
The expectation today is that approval will be given for, what is it, between 4 and 4.5 gigawatts of offshore wind capacity. What does that represent in terms of delivering energy to homes and towns and businesses across the country?
Sure. So there's between 4 and 4.5 gigawatts competing within the auction, but it's more likely that about 3 of that will be successful once the competitive nature of the auction comes into play. Those 3 gigawatts will be delivering about, they'll be delivering 3 gigawatts out of our total 7 target by 2030. So it's just under half of our target by 2030. And they will power the equivalent of about 2.6 million Irish homes annually. And there are millions and millions of tons of CO2 emissions that will be avoided when we get that green energy onto our system and we knock gas off the power system. So what we're doing is we're locking in cheap renewable energy for the next 20 years with these projects. And it's really driving Ireland towards energy independence and a decarbonised society for our future.
Noel Cunniff, Chief Executive of Wind Energy Ireland, thank you very much for that.